Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with five bold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today. Hey there, welcome to this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. Today we're going to do some teaching on Galatians. And I'm calling this message No Other Gospel because the Apostle Paul calls it No Other Gospel. It was really the message in the heart of Galatians, his letter to the Galatian church. And so I'm excited to bring this to you guys today. I really hope that it's going to help you guys understand what the true gospel is and how mixing the gospel of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ with the law is very, very dangerous. And this is really the heart and theme that Paul was trying to communicate to the Galatian church. So let's go ahead. Let's jump into this teaching on Galatians. Now, this is pretty big. And honestly, I think I'm probably going to break this up into a couple of different chunks. I don't really know how long it's going to be, so it may end up being two parts. It may end up being four parts. I don't know. But we're going to do a lot of reading of the Word of God here. For those of you who listen to Revealing Jesus and who follow my ministry, you know that I am a New Covenant preacher, and I love preaching in context of the Word of God. And it's incredibly important because when we take the Word of God out of its context, that's how we can be conned. When you take the text out of its context, that's how you get conned. And, you know, Jesus loves you so much, and he wants you having knowledge with zeal. And so what that means is he wants you having accurate biblical understanding of the covenant that you are under. And he wants you to have that because the Word of God states that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And the word there in the Greek is the lack of revelation knowledge. And so when we read the Bible without understanding the context, without the Holy Spirit, that's how we get conned out of our inheritance in Christ. And that's not good because Jesus died to give us everything that we need. The Bible says all things God has given us in Christ pertaining to life and godliness. And so I'm so thankful that God has come. Jesus specifically states, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly to the full, to it overflows. Well, let me ask you a question. How do you have abundant life while you're sick? You don't. How do you have abundant life while you're struggling to make ends meet financially? You don't. How do you have abundant life when your relationships are struggling and breaking down? You don't. But thanks be to God, Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly. The Bible says that he has prepared for us days like heaven upon the earth. And oh, Jesus, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for all that you've done. The Bible states that our eternity, it is going to take God an eternity to show us the riches of his kindness and his grace towards us in Christ Jesus. So thanks be to God. We have not just a lifetime here on this earth of seeing God's grace and his mercy and his goodness, but we also have another lifetime for those of us who believe in Christ that's coming, and it's coming very quickly. So I'm very excited about that. We have an eternity to dwell and feast upon the riches of God's grace towards us in Christ Jesus. Wow. You know, my testimony is an incredible one. And this week is very, very special to me because my testimony is actually getting ready to air on the 700 Club. As I'm recording this, it is Monday, November 11th, and my testimony will be airing on the 700 Club at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, November 13th. And so, wow, this is kind of a very full circle moment for me right here. The Lord called me to do Revealing Jesus, to start it back in September, I think, of 2020. Was when our first episodes aired, and it was just such an incredible time. You know, the moment that I was licensed and ordained, I was prophesied over that I would be really blessed out of a mountaintop experience, and I believe that the Lord was calling me into media ministry, and the prophetic word spoken over me said, "The book of Galatians is your message." And it was such a powerful moment, and I understand this very deeply. You see, I am not teaching you anything that I have not lived. When you hear the intro of this show, Revealing Jesus, join me for revelatory teaching. That is teaching that has been worked into my life. And so what I'm giving away here is hard fought and won truth with my life. You know, I don't believe in preaching out of head knowledge. I believe in preaching out of revelatory knowledge, things that we've walked through and things that God is now working in us. We then work out with Him, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to give away. The Bible says that we have received, freely we are to give. And even though these things are hard fought, I'm giving them away. Because in the kingdom, it's so wonderful when we give things away, it always comes back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And it works with everything. It's not just money. It's not just with revelation. Not just with time or service or any of those. It works with everything. Whatever we give away, whatever God asks us to give away, it comes back pressed down, shaken together, running over to the full, because that's how the kingdom works. What we sow, we reap. And I'm so thankful for that. That's a kingdom principle. And so, gosh, I'm just giving away a lot of free stuff today. So this is part of my testimony. You know, I was saved at the age of 7, and I was, wow, it's such an amazing story. I grew up in a Baptist church. I was saved at the age of 7, and I was actually called to preach less than the age of 12 because we hadn't moved from our old house yet. And so I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I was sitting in church one day and the Lord called me to preach, and I said, "I can't do that. I'm a woman." And I really don't know where I got that from. It was just kind of in the air. No one specifically had ever said that to me, but it was just kind of something in the air. And at the time, I was, you know, less than 12, so I was still pretty biblically illiterate. And you know, it took the Lord a very, very long time to really show me the scriptures and to teach me. But at the age of 15, I had the desire in my heart. God had placed it in my heart to be an evangelist. And it was amazing because we would go out with my church group, and I was terrified of talking to people because I was so afraid that I would tell them the wrong thing. What if they asked me a question and I didn't know what to say? And so to be sitting here on Revealing Jesus and to have my testimony getting ready to air in the 700 Club and to see what God has done in my life. He has not only taught me the Bible, he has taught me the kingdom, and he has equipped me and empowered me through his Holy Spirit. And it's just incredible. And, you know, it's amazing to me, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, I was worshiping in my living room and I was thanking the Father for all of these incredible miracles he's done in my life, because he has just done miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle as I got a hold of the true gospel. You see, I didn't know the true gospel until God showed up and taught me the gospel. It was not taught in my church, which was just bizarre. And so anyway, to make a long story short, the Spirit of God showed up and he began to teach me and he showed me the truth. And I watched God do miracle after miracle after miracle. And he healed my body of Lyme disease, of blood cancer, of four different autoimmune diseases. I watched him take my life that had literally gone up in flames. And I watched him do miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. And, you know, we live in this fallen world and it's hard. We encounter sickness and disease, and there's, you know, we do have an enemy. You know, there is the devil, and he does have real demons. They are real demons out there. And, you know, they love to lie to people, steal from people. They do all kinds of stuff. But thanks be to God. Jesus has come and made the way for us to receive good from God that we do not deserve. And this is the gospel. You know, the gospel is called the good news that's so good, it can't be true, but it is. And that's the gospel. And so the Lord really delivered me after teaching me the gospel, the good news of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is, there is no book quite like Galatians to help lay this out. Now, the truths that the Apostle Paul laid out in Galatians can also be found in Romans, Ephesians, Corinthians, and many other gospel writers, including in Hebrews and in John. So, you know, it's not just a revelation that Paul carried, but Paul carried that gospel of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul was called as a gospel preacher to the Gentiles. And so I live here in America. I was a Gentile, and, you know, God showed up and taught me about the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and how he has delivered us from the law of sin and death. And now I live in this beautiful, beautiful gospel where God is on my side, all because of Jesus. And how I have received the righteousness of God that comes by faith. And I've now been made an heir of Abraham. Wow. An heir, according to the promise, because I believe in Christ, who is the seed of Abraham. And so now the blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles. Wow. And that is all designed to provoke the Lord's people, the children of Israel, to jealousy, because those who did not seek righteousness, but came as a gift, not through obedience to keeping of the letter of the law, but in obedience of faith, because what is written, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. That's the gospel right there. And so this gospel is provoking It's designed to provoke. It's designed to provoke that religious spirit to jealousy. But here we are. So thank you. Thank you for rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, because what was rejection there became salvation to the Gentiles. So thank you. Thank you. But now we are coming to a place where Israel is about to come back and see their king face to face, because he is coming quickly, very quickly. And so I want to lay out the book of Galatians here and how we have been delivered from the law into the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, unfortunately, even in the Bible times, the times that these letters were written, and during the early church, right after Acts and things, there were false teachers who came in and who mixed the law with grace. And they began to teach people that you had to keep the law, that you had to keep the law plus Jesus. But that's not the truth. That's not the truth. And the whole book of Galatians is actually the Apostle Paul stating the difference between law and grace. So let's jump in. So why is it so bad that we hear a mixed gospel? Well, I can tell you one thing. It makes it impossible to inherit God's blessings. And so when I say inherit God's blessings, I'm talking about the blessings that Jesus paid for you. So have you ever seen Christians who are broke, who are sick, who are struggling? Chances are that they haven't been hearing the true gospel, but they've been hearing a gospel that's mixed with the law. And Jesus himself warns us that we can only inherit as sons of God through the gospel of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that no man is intended to be justified through obedience to the law. Justification only comes through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. That is the theme of Galatians. And so Paul starts off by saying, there's no other gospel. There's no other gospel than the gospel of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And whoever is infiltrating you and teaching you these false things, he comes against them so strongly. And it's because of his love for the people of God that he comes against these false teachers. Why? Because God wants his people well, prosperous, and enjoying all of the blessings that Jesus Christ died to give them. You know, I believe that the Son of God went through so much agony that the worst thing that we could possibly do is to not reap the benefits of the agonizing sacrifice that he made on that cross. My heart is, if he was willing to go through it for me, I am going to make sure that I receive everything he died to give me, everything, because that's the best way I can honor him. That's the best way I can say thank you. And it's important that we do that. So, background on Galatians. False teachers were infiltrating the fledgling Galatian church, to which Paul originally brought the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul is an apostolic father responsible for presenting Christ to them and them to Christ. He's appalled that they're abandoning the glorious gospel and freedom they once enjoyed. Let's look at Galatians 1:1-7. Now, this is in the Amplified because I want you to see it so clearly. Paul, an apostle not commissioned and sent from men, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ the Messiah, and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and to all the brothers are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace and peace to you, inner calm and spiritual well-being from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a sacrifice to atone for your sins and to save and sanctify us that he might rescue us from this present evil age in accordance with the will and purpose and plan of our God and Father. To him be ascribed all of the glory through the ages of ages. Amen. I am astonished and extremely irritated that you are so quickly shifting your allegiance and deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different, even contrary, gospel, which is really no gospel at all. But there are some people masquerading as teachers who are disturbing and confusing you with a misleading counterfeit teaching who want to distort the gospel of Christ, twisting it into something that it is absolutely not. That is Galatians 1:1-7 in the Amplified. Those are not my words. Those are the words of the Apostle Paul. And Paul is extremely perturbed that these people are mixing the law with grace. And he has good reason to be so. He's concerned with the well-being of the Galatian church, so much so that he pronounces a double curse on any preacher or teacher who preaches a different gospel other than the grace of Christ. Let's keep reading. This is Galatians 1:8-9 in the Amplified. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we originally preached to you, let him be condemned to destruction. Ooh. As we have said before now, I say so again. If anyone is preaching to you a different gospel from that which you received from us, let him be condemned to destruction. That's the double curse Paul pronounces. That's Galatians 1:8-9 in the Amplified. Jesus warns us not to mix the covenant of the law with the wine of the gospel of the grace of Christ. When we allow mixture, we lose both. Let's read Luke 5:36-38, Amplified. He also told them this parable. No one tears off a piece of cloth from a new garment and puts it on an old one. Otherwise, he will lose both. Tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts on new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new fermenting wine will expand and burst, and the skins, and it will be spilled out. And the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wishes for new, for he says the old is fine. That's Luke 5:36-38 in the Amplified. Beloved, the new covenant of grace is the new wine. And the old way of thinking, the old way of behaving, the old way of relating to God is the old covenant. The entire purpose of the law was given so that the trespasses would increase because of the sin nature that was inherited through every human since Adam. Let's read Galatians 3:18-29 in the Amplified. For if the inheritance of what was promised is based on observing the law, as these false teachers claim, it's no longer based on a promise. However, God granted it to Abraham as a gift by virtue of his promise. Why then the law? What was his purpose? It was added after the promise to Abraham to reveal to people their guilt because of transgressions, that is, to make people conscious of the sinfulness of sin. And the law was ordained through angels and delivered to Israel by the hand of a mediator, Moses, the mediator between God and Israel, to be in effect until the seed, which is Christ, would come to whom the promise had been made. Now the mediator or go-between in a transaction is not needed for just one party, whereas God is only one and was the only one giving the promise to Abraham. But the law was a contract between two, God and Israel. Its validity is dependent upon both parties. The law, then, contrary to the promises of God? No. For if a system of law had been given which could impart life, right, then righteousness, which is right standing with God, would actually have been based on law. But the scripture has imprisoned everyone, everything, even the entire world, under sin, so that the inheritance, the blessing of salvation, which was promised through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe in him and acknowledge him as God's precious Son. Now, before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, perpetually imprisoned in preparation for the faith that was destined to be revealed, with the result that law has become our tutor and our disciplinarian to guide us to Christ, so that we may be justified, that is, declared free of the guilt of sin and its penalty, and placed in right standing with God by faith. But now that faith has come, hallelujah, now that faith has come, we are no longer under the control and authority of a tutor and a disciplinarian. For you who are born again have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are all children of God, set apart for his purpose with full rights and privileges through faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union with the Christ, the anointed, have clothed yourselves with Christ. That is, you have taken on his characteristics and values. There is now no distinction in regard to salvation, neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you who believe are all one in Christ Jesus. No one can claim spiritual superiority. And if you belong to Christ, if you are in him, then you are Abraham's descendants and spiritual heirs according to the promise. Oh, hallelujah. That is Galatians 3, 18 through 29 in the Amplified. Beloved, I don't think anything could say it more clearly. You know, it's good to have teachers. The Bible says that God has given apostles, prophets, teachers, preachers, and evangelists to equip the saints until we are all built up into the full knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But these preachers, teachers, apostolic leaders, and prophets must adhere to the word of God And so if anybody comes to you preaching something that is not in line with the word of God, don't listen. Because it's important what you hear. It affects your ability to receive from God. And beloved, that is no small thing. I think we're going to take a break here, and we are going to continue on next week in this No Other Gospel. Let me pray for you here. Father, I thank you for these under the sound of my voice. Father, I thank you for drawing them, Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you that your Spirit is here and he is testifying to the things that I'm saying. God, I thank you that you are working with me to testify to the truth of the Son of God. If you have never made Jesus your Lord and Savior, I'd invite you to do so today. Beloved, one day very soon, we will all stand before God. And I hope that you stand in the righteousness of Christ, not your own righteousness. There are two types of righteousness, self-righteousness and God's righteousness. And in the light of his glory and beauty and perfection, all of your self-righteousness is going to be seen for what it is. And that, the Bible says, is filthy rags. So, beloved, I plead with you today, stand in the righteousness that only comes from faith in Christ, from receiving him as your Lord and Savior. Say this with me today. Jesus, I come to you. I thank you that you came and you died on my behalf. You took upon yourself all of my sin, all of my shame, all of my failure. And Jesus, at the cross, I now receive your righteousness, your holiness, your justification, God. I thank you that you've forgiven me. I thank you that you have died for my sins and you were raised for my justification. And I now put my faith and my trust in you to be my righteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit that I may walk out this life in a way that's pleasing to you, fully led by the Spirit of God and not the letter of the law. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for loving me so greatly. In Jesus' mighty name. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to encourage you. I want to know what God has done in your life. We have a page on our website at christinapereira.org/welcome-home. You can submit a testimony. You can actually sign up to receive a free PDF copy of our New Believer Workbook to help you get started on your new relationship with Jesus Christ. It is the best relationship you will ever have in your life. He's so good. He's so kind. He's so wonderful. And I'm so thankful. And so I hope that you tune in next week. We're going to continue our series on Galatians. And the first thing we're going to kick off with, why the grace of Christ is superior to the law. And beloved, Jesus is far superior to the law. Jesus is far greater than Moses. Even though we honor Moses, we thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that the law was given by a servant, Moses, but grace and truth came by the Son of God. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.
I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Prayer Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.